Botswana developed the wildlife management plan earlier this year, and the document is now being taken to affected communities for debate. Kabelo Sinyatso is the director of Wildlife and National Parks.
We've lost 19 people, and the injuries reported to us number 22. I should highlight, though, that in terms of the injury, these just relate to injuries due to what we call dangerous animals, which are your typical big five, as well as hippos and crocodiles. And in terms of people killed, those that have lost their lives to all wildlife, regardless of species. Elephants account for the majority of both the injuries and deaths.
Sinyatso says the management plan seeks to reduce conflict between local communities and wildlife. This will include the protection of water sources, the construction of fences, and increasing awareness of the dangers of wild animals, elephants in particular.
That plan has six components, one of which talks to human-wildlife conflict. It's typically because of increased elephant populations, some of it due to barriers, physical barriers that are preventing the elephants from moving to explore the entire range within Southern Africa, so that is restricted to Botswana. But unfortunately, we've also had some mortality or injuries due to, human behavior, where people sometimes deliberately or unintentionally provoke animals, which then respond by attacking.
The management plan also includes controlled elephant hunting. The World Conservation Body, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, recently listed elephants as critically endangered. The declining numbers are due to, among others, loss of habitat and poaching. But while the numbers are decreasing elsewhere in the world, Botswana's elephant herd is growing. Ben Okita Oma, the IUCN's co-chairperson of the Elephant Specialist Group, says hunting can be used as part of a management plan in countries where populations are on the increase.
Hunting is one of those that one of those sustainable use of that are admissible within the sustainable framework. And list animal as critically endangered has probably never stopped such sustainable use of those critically endangered species.
Botswana has the world's largest elephant population at more than 130,000. Economists say wildlife can bring in lucrative tourist dollars if they are managed properly and if a balance can be achieved between the animals and local communities. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.